But first, I want to ask you this. Have you heard of the Hall Ball Project? It's a man's effort, one man's effort, to connect all of the members of the Baseball Hall of Fame to one particular baseball. Why? Why would he want to do this? Ralph Carhart is the man behind this project, and he's on the phone with us right now. Good afternoon, Ralph.
Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Thanks for being here. And you know what? I find this really fascinating for a lot of reasons, not the least of which I'm a big, big baseball fan. So what inspired you to start this project?
Well, the project was inspired on a trip that my wife and I made to Cooperstown back in 2010. We go to Cooperstown a few times a year. And on this particular trip, we had some dinner reservations at a local restaurant that we were a little early for. And my wife and I are genealogists. And as any genealogist know, when you've got a little bit of spare time, what you like to do with it is go wandering around in your local cemetery. we headed over to the cemetery that's on the southeast corner of the lake there in Cooperstown, just to take a peek around and see what we could find. And what my wife found was a stone with the name Abner Doubleday on it.
I've heard of him.
Now, what we discovered is it's not our Abner, the mythological creator of baseball. He was buried in Arlington in Virginia, but it was his grandfather. However, seeing his name written in stone got me thinking about where the Hall of Famers themselves might be buried and what sort of journey it might require to be able to go and visit all of them. And that was the original genesis of the project. We had a baseball that we found on that trip. And when I started going around to visit the graves of the deceased Hall of Famers, I decided to use that baseball and start taking some pictures of the ball with it. From there, it grew into adding the living Hall of Famers, and now the goal of the project is to get all 312 guys.
It's amazing. The inspiration for the story is really remarkable. It's one thing to have that idea, but to actually go out and to connect. How many did you say, 312 members of the Hall of Fame?
There's 312 members of the Hall of Fame, and right now I photographed 288 of them. I have 24 left.
That's amazing. So, you've gone far and wide, I would imagine.
I have. At this point, I've been to 29 states, something like 179 different cities and towns. I spent a week in Cuba. There are two members of the Hall of Fame that are buried in Cuba, so I spent some time there. I have been all over.
That's incredible. And have you connected with some of the Hall of Famers, maybe with an Expos connection?
I have. I've connected with almost all of the players who have spent at least some time in the Hall of Fame. The only one that I have not been able to photograph yet is Randy Johnson, who was with the Expos, very briefly there at the end of the 80s. But all of the other players who spent some time in an Expos uniform who are currently in the Hall of Fame, I have photographed at this point.
That's when you tell them the story, what kind of reaction do you get?
It varies. Some of them are very confused. One of the things that's important to point out is that I do not ask for autographs. There are no autographs on the baseball. There's two reasons for that. One is logistical. There's over 65 living Hall of Famers, and you just can't fit that many signatures on a baseball.
It's a baseball, after all, not a basketball, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. But the other part of it is pedagogical. The whole concept of the project was to unite all of the Hall of Famers, living and deceased. And by singling out the ones who are still alive and putting a signature on the ball, that just draws, that's a sex, and draws that line even sharper, and I didn't want to do that. So some of the guys are very confused when I just ask for the picture and don't want the autograph because they're just so used to putting their autograph on it.
Right.
Some of them are really into it. A couple of them have been very enthusiastic about it. Ernie Banks was really into it when I told him about it. Lou Brock was really into it when I told him about it. Some of them think I'm extraordinarily weird. Don Sutton he heard about the project, and when I came in for the photograph, he wanted to sort of interview me himself to make sure I wasn't a crazy person. At the end of the little interview that he did, he still called me a squirrel, but he was kind enough to at least let me take the photograph.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, how many years did it take him to get his all those wins? Took him.
He was a compiler.
Kind of squirrely himself. Yeah. Speaking with Ralph Carhart, he's a man who's on a mission. It's called the Hall Ball Project to connect all 312 members of the Baseball Hall of Fame to a particular baseball that's going to end up in the Hall of Fame, I guess.
Yeah, once the project is complete, the goal is to donate the ball and the photographs to the Hall of Fame and give it to them for part of their permanent collection.
So what'd you do, like, for Babe Ruth, for instance?
I went and visited his grave. Babe is buried now. I live in New York City. Babe is buried in Westchester, not far from me. the story of his grave is really kind of fun, actually. Babe's grave is gigantic. It's as large as the man himself was. It's a, you know, a good 12 or 13 feet tall.
Is that right?
8 feet wide.
Okay.
It's epic to look at. In an adjoining cemetery, not the same cemetery, but buried right next door, Lou Gehrig is buried. And Lou's grave is very modest, very small, it's a fabulous symbolism of the two guys themselves, quite frankly.
I hear what you're saying. One larger than life, the other one very, very humble.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
exactly.
That's amazing. How many more players did you say you had to connect with? Like a handful?
I had to get 24 more, 12 of them who are alive and 12 of them who are deceased.
And how do you protect the ball just to make sure that it's okay?
It's in one of just those plastic cases that you normally put an autographed baseball in. With each progressive photograph, I get more and more nervous about the safety of the ball, I have to be honest. right now it's just sitting in a plastic case on the counter at home.
How much time have you devoted to this?
I started in August of 2010. It's basically been every family vacation in that time. I'm fortunate I teach at a college and was able to go on sabbatical for a year, and I was able to use that time over the course of that year to do a lot of the travel. But it's been a pretty consistent series of trips over the last 6 years to try and visit all of these guys that are buried throughout the country.
This is quite a commitment you've made. It's really, really too bad you don't like baseball. It would be nice if you actually liked the game. You know, 'cause I hear hockey is your thing, so... Maybe next time, you know. Maybe you could do a thing, same thing with a hockey puck. Would you do that around Canada?
I've been trying to think about what would come next. My wife has made me swear that I can't decide what comes next until I'm done with this one.
Well, so. Hockey puck, a football, basketball. See, then you get all the signatures. Well, maybe not all.
Yeah,
of them.
Sure. If I had a basketball, most definitely.
Exactly. Hey, listen, it's a heck of a story. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. It's really great talking to you.
I'm glad we had you on this afternoon. Ralph Carhart. What a great way to spend some time going around, right? Collecting all these autographs, pictures as well. Historical. Boy, that's what I love about baseball, the history of baseball. Such a rich history. Great, great stories. 2:15 is the time right now.